The development of small grains and field crops advanced significantly last week as high heat and humidity persisted across much of the state. As of July 24th, 54% of corn was at or beyond the silking stage, a 43 percentage point advance from last week. But this is 27 points behind last year and 10 points behind the five-year average. 56% of corn crop was rated in good condition and 16% was rated excellent. 57% of soybeans were blooming with 10% setting pods. 54% of soybeans are rated in good condition and 15% were rated excellent. 30% of spring wheat was turning ripe at 20-point increase over last week, while barley advanced 19 points to 38% turning ripe. 54% of oats were turning ripe. All three small grain crops were rated in primarily good condition. Daytime highs in the mid to upper 90s combined with dew points in the low to mid 70s produce heat indices in excess of 115 degrees in some locations. This stressed livestock and poultry. Temperatures remained relatively warm until Sunday when daytime highs cooled into the mid to upper 70s statewide. Showers and thunderstorms developed Friday and Saturday, with precipitation amounts ranging from a half an inch to over 3 inches in some areas. That's the weekly crop weather report for the week ending July 24th, 2011. This is Dan Loftus, Deputy Director of the USDA Minnesota Field Office.